Good Morning Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Heard it from a friend who, heard it from a friend who, heard it from another you've been messing around. They say you got a boyfriend, you're out late every weekend, they're talking about.
Good morning, 6:09 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Have you seen the video of Joe Biden dancing at the Juneteenth celebration? And by dancing, I mean standing stiff as a board while everybody else dances right next to him. I know you can't see it, but this is the music. It's good music. Most of the people around him, most of whom are black, Kamala Harris, George Floyd's brother, a bunch of other people are all dancing and moving and grooving and mouthing or singing the words, and everybody's having a good time. And the audio version of this would be Joe Biden is doing nothing. Like, that's, you know, to try to give you a sound version of the video where they're all, and he's like, just standing there. And not just, John, you've seen it now, not just standing the way you might stand when you're just sort of not super enthusiastic and
right,
exuberant in your participation. You're, right, you know, maybe you don't feel comfortable because you don't know the song, or maybe you're not sure how to dance and not look like a fool. You know, who knows? But
right,
this is not that.
No, it's not at all. I mean, normal person would kind of look around, you know, and
just a little shuffle, little movement.
Eyes
not fixated forward in the death stare.
Right.
It, like, you know, when the alien comes to town and they tell you, freeze, don't make a sound. You're like, that's what he looked like. It's super weird. As we are always talking about the cognitive issues with Joe Biden. Now, I know as soon as I say that, some of you are like, yep, duh. And others of you are like, well, the alternative is worse. Okay. Anyway, meanwhile, he does give speeches. He does read teleprompters. And right, sometimes he just make stuff up.
That's why every town, why this summit, why all of you here today are so damn important. We need you. We need you to overcome the unrelenting opposition of the gun lobby, gun manufacturers, so many politicians when they oppose common sense gun legislation. I used to be a law, when I was no longer the vice president, I became a professor at the University of Pennsylvania. Before that, I taught a constitutional law class, and so I taught the Second Amendment. There's never been a time that says you can own anything you want. And never. You couldn't own a cannon during the Civil War.
False. False. Yeah, there's no rule like this. There was no law like this. There, in May of this year, there's a law review in the Journal on Legislation by David Koppel and Joseph Greenlee that looked to see, because he's said this same nonsense before. He used to say it at the Revolutionary War. Now he's switched to the Civil War. The facts have been updated to reflect the nonsense. And he says, the authors say, there is a near complete absence of anti-canon laws in the 19th century. They say that the post, they say that the claim by Biden is patently false. He has now on at least three previous occasions, plus this one, falsely claimed the Second Amendment outlawed canon ownership. And this version is a little different from Biden's previous lies, quoting from the author, Koppel. The earlier ones referred to when the Second Amendment was ratified. Now he's moving the time frame to the Civil War. Still completely false. But that's not the only thing. I don't know what's more horrifying, is his lack of knowledge about the history of weapons or the fact that he taught constitutional law. It's just, okay, fine, whatever. Where? I'm not quite sure. But he goes on, and it gets worse. And remember, Joe Biden, when he gets into trouble cognitively, what he does is, people who have cognitive issues learn adaptive strategies, right? You learn to play it off like you meant it, or to move on, like don't see anything, there's nothing to observe here. That's what you learn to do when you're having those kinds of issues, and he's learned to do that pretty well. But listen to this.
I want you to hear this phrase, the blood of liberty. Wash it, though. Give me a break. mean it, seriously. And by the way, if they want to think to take on government, if we get out of line, which they're talking again about, well, guess what? They need F-15s. They don't need a rifle.
Again, false historically. Light arms, small arms have been incredibly effective at all kinds of combat. And when you say they need an F-15, so I do have a question for you, Mr. President, since you're such a scholar of history and the Constitution. How many F-15s did the Mujahideen use to repel the Soviets? That was an actual army invading. You could ask the same question. How many F-15s did the Taliban use to expel us? Now, you could say we quit, but okay. I mean, you know, Ukraine, how many F-15s they got? Then that's real war, let alone just the indigenous people fighting off a domestic tyranny, which the theory has always been, right? That if you have enough light arms, I mean, enough people with the guns, it's good enough, right? So it's just that view is nonsense. But go back to the beginning when he botches the quote from Jefferson.
I want you to hear this phrase, the blood of liberty. Wash it, though. Give me a break.
Okay, he doesn't know the quote, clearly, and he realizes he's bungled it, but in what I can only describe as a good adaptation, in realizing he's bungled the quote and can't actually give the quote that he's trying to make fun of, he just moves on and says, give me a break. Come on, man. You know the way he does. So the actual quote from Jefferson is, the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. It is its natural manure, he goes on to explain. Which is, that's not a quote that I have top of mind, but I also don't refer to it unless I know how to give the quote, right? So Jefferson says, the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. Joe Biden says,
I want you to hear this phrase, the blood of liberty. Wash it, though. Give me a break.
The blood of liberty. But in fairness, and I suppose this deserves to be said, it's possible that we've got the quote wrong and Biden's got it right, since I hear he heard it firsthand.
Oh, boy.
Come on now.
Come on, man.
Even I'm not the only one. There's a lot of Democrats making age jokes about Joe Biden, too. Did you hear the one the other day on The Daily Show? It actually made me, made me laugh. It was so funny. Ryan Chang, I think that is his name. Is that the one? Oh, now I can't find it all of a sudden. I had it in front of me a minute ago, and then I moved. Oh, here it is. Nope. I'm kidding with you. I'll come back. I'll play it when we come back in the segment. Let's see. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. If you're traveling on Highway 29 between Fairfield and Tehart Drive southbound, you're going to be running into some delays right there. Other than that, not seeing anything else. Highway 90 is flowing smoothly right now. That's a look at your traffic on the fives. I'm John Pickens.
Let's kick things off with President Joe Biden, who was in France today to commemorate the 80th anniversary of the D-Day with veterans of the battle. And spending time with these veterans is incredibly important to Joe Biden because being next to them is the only time he looks young. Don't forget, and this is true, Joe Biden was actually alive back when D-Day happened, and I'm pretty sure when A-Day, B-Day, and C-Day happened too.
But, of course, he also threw this in, which is also, you know, here you go.
The NYPD is officially revoking Donald Trump's gun permit in New York because as a convicted felon, he's not allowed to own a firearm anymore. Of course, there is a bit of a loophole because if he becomes president, he gets all the nukes. How does that make sense?
I thought a joke saying Biden might be old enough to have heard Jefferson firsthand was pretty good, but I got to text him from somebody who made an audio request.
Boo!
618.
Oh my goodness.
On News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. And if you've got a nice import, you've got a BMW, a Porsche, a Mercedes, a Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, Land Rover, a Lexus, you got a good car. You got to pay extra to work on it because you got to go to the dealership. No, you don't. There's a federal law that says you can go anywhere to get service done on these cars, any cars. They can't require you to go to the dealership. That's actually a problem that used to exist. It doesn't exist anymore. And so you can save money, save time, gas, difficulty, annoyance, all of that stuff. Go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. They work on imports. They work on domestics. They work on diesels. They work on gas. They work on cars. You know, cars. Bring it to them healthy. Like, bring it to them like you bring your body to the doctor when there's nothing wrong. And then they can do the preventative maintenance and make sure that there's nothing about to be wrong. That's kind of the idea. See them more often for the less unexpected catastrophic problem. Check them out online at carclinicservice.com or just stop by Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Let's get to the points. MasterCard reward points from Pinair Credit Union. Open a new account today and you can earn 20,000 free reward points in the first 90 days. Use those points for travel, merchandise, even cash back. And with no hidden fees and no balance transfer fees, Pinair's reward MasterCard fits you perfectly. Get started online at pinair.org/creditcards. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. Offer available on new accounts only. See website for details.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you. Come again.
Today we have a sad story to talk about. Back on June 9th, day before yesterday, 8:18 p.m., we got a call to 1016 Adrian Way, which is down in the Garson Point area, to shots fired. An off-duty Okaloosa deputy further stated he had a child at his house with a gunshot wound. So officers responded to the home, discovered two adults deceased. Investigation revealed that the husband had killed his wife, then shot himself. The two children were transported to a hospital in Pensacola with non-life-threatening injuries. And we had responded to domestic disturbances with this family two times prior, once in 2015, once in 2022. And both were classified as verbal-only disputes, so there was no arrest made.
It is a horrible story. You know, we talked about it with Randy Tift on Monday, and then Sheriff Bob Johnson had a press conference about this yesterday. And, you know, Michael Del Mar and his wife, Katie Del Mar, and it's a horrible tragedy. It's just, you know, you heard him talk about the Okaloosa deputy that, I guess, the neighbor who, the way I have heard the story, I still have yet to verify this, but the way I've heard the story is that, like, heard that there was a problem going on and ran into the, when gunfire was happening and rescued these kids. At least one of whom had been shot. Like, the kid was in the room with the mom, and the dad bursts in, and it's just the whole thing is just horrible. And, of course, what Sheriff Johnson was emphatic about yesterday.
We're going to talk a little bit about domestic violence. And I'll tell you right now, we respond to a lot of domestic violence calls. We try to break the cycle as best we can. Sometimes we can, sometimes we cannot. And unfortunately, when we cannot break the cycle, sometimes this occurs toward the end of that cycle.
Yeah, and there are all kinds of resources available, you know, from Favor House to just call anybody for help. And
I'll tell you, there's a lot of things we can do to help families if they'll just reach out and cooperate with us and keep things from this, like this happening. You know, because this takes a toll on everybody. It takes, obviously, the families destroyed, you know, but it takes a toll on everybody, the neighbors. It takes a toll on my officers who have to respond out and see the horrific things that they have to witness when it comes to domestic violence.
And not to be too obvious about the direct impact of this, but those kids.
Sheriff, how many children did Katie and Michael have? Was it just the two or were there three?
Three. Three kids. I can't tell you that the children are safe now with family members. And that's the main thing now, is to get them counseling and get them help, because obviously their lives will never be the same again.
Never be the same. And he didn't want to speculate on motives because the investigation was ongoing. And, you know, he said that sometimes there isn't anything you can do to stop a person, you know, because people are going to feel guilty about, well, they see these people, they know these people. Could they have done something? Could they have seen or said something, or who knows? And he just says, look, in cases like this.
And I will tell you this, if you're religious out there, you know, and I am, I would tell you this, pray for that family, because they're going to need your prayers. I can't imagine what they're going through. And it's something that no family wants to go through, but unfortunately, they're going to have to deal with this for the rest of their lives. So.
Yeah. 626 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Well, traffic is flowing very smoothly this morning. If you're traveling on I-10, I-110, everything's looking good. But if you're on Davis and Johnson Avenue right there in front of West Florida Hospital, we're seeing some backups southbound and also eastbound. So just pack your patience with that one. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Elon Musk has dropped his lawsuit against OpenAI and the company's co-founders Sam Altman and Greg Brockman. Back in February, Musk had filed that lawsuit claiming there was a breach of contract and fiduciary duty. However, legal experts told CNBC the lawsuit had questionable legal standing.
But in related news, Elon Musk announced yesterday that if Apple integrates OpenAI into their operating system, he's going to ban his employees from having iPhones at work.
That'll go over well.
Well, that's what he says, because it's an unacceptable security violation. Here's the argument. He said, it's patently absurd that Apple isn't smart enough to make their own AI, but is somehow capable of ensuring that OpenAI will protect your security and privacy. Mm-hmm. Like, if they can't come up with one themselves, then how can they be sure that they are monitoring and regulating enough to protect your privacy when they partner with them and have it installed on the platform, right? So,
right.
Which is kind of an interesting argument, especially given the dropping of the lawsuit. But yeah, this is sort of the other side. Remember, he co-founded OpenAI in 2015. He was very connected to all of this in the beginning. Go ahead, David. Sorry.
Well, ICE agents have now arrested 8 illegal immigrants across the U.S. who have suspected ties to ISIS. According to CBS, U.S. officials said those arrests happened in New York, Philadelphia, and Los Angeles. They arrived in the U.S. after crossing the southern border. And
so,
oh, go ahead.
I feel like there's a joke in here somewhere, but it's a pretty serious subject.
Right.
But ICE arrests ISIS? There's got to be something in there.
There's something.
Yeah, there is.
There's something.
Something in there. Anyway, go on, sir.
Somebody plug this into an AI. We'll get a joke out of it. United Airlines is soon going to be putting specifically targeted ads on seatback screens. The airline says they're going to be selling ads using customer data to create personalized advertising for each passenger.
As long as you can just turn it off. As long as you can turn it off. Like, not have it on at all. I just don't want the screen. That's my own view.
Just get rid of this whole thing.
I just don't want.
Make it all go away.
Because if you cannot turn it off, I'm bringing a paper bag on board. That's what I'm doing. that's scotch tape and a piece of paper. That's how I'm going to solve this problem. David, thanks so much for the update. 629 on News Radio Pensacola. If you've got a home that you're thinking about selling, or you're thinking about buying, maybe for the first time, and you want somebody to guide you through that process, and you really should get a good realtor, I recommend Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leaven Rinke Realty. Look, I have known Christina the whole time we've lived here, you know, back to when she was in the news and her family, and they're great. And, you know, when she started doing real estate, I think I had the view like a lot of us had, which is, well, I mean, if anybody can do it, I guess, but, you know, a lot of people try and it doesn't work out. So now, like, I think 7 years she's been doing this, maybe 8 years now, sold 175 homes last year. So, you know, she's doing okay. She knows how to get it done. And she's got a whole team around her now. And the reason is because, I mean, she's meticulous about the details. She always does the things that you're supposed to do that a lot of people don't do. I mean, just like the silly little things. Like if somebody comes and looks at your house and doesn't make an offer, she wants to know why. So she'll call and be like, hey, you know, we saw that you came and looked at the house. What'd you think? And, you know, we saw you didn't make an offer. Was there anything that, you know, any reason for that? The point is, those are things everybody knows to do, but she and her team actually do to follow up, because you might turn that person into a sale, or you might learn something that helps you make the house better for the next person. All of that stuff combines to get great results for the people that she helps with the selling or the buying of homes. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leaven Rinke Realty, 723-9158.
News. I'm CJ Papa. 8 terrorist suspects who illegally crossed the southern border under arrest.
The suspected terrorists were arrested in Los Angeles and across the country in New York and Philadelphia in recent days. According to the New York Post, who broke the story, quote, part of the investigation featured a wiretap which revealed one of the now arrested individuals was talking about bombs.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. President Biden will head to Italy this morning for this week's summit of G7 nations. An update on inflation this morning with the latest reading on consumer prices.
The expectations are 3.4% is that headline number year over year, but I'm wondering if it's going to be a little bit stickier just because of the shelter component. Rents have really not eased. Rent is a big issue. 70% of that report is shelter.
And Shiro Kosone with the Fox Business Network. The Fed wraps up its two-day meeting this afternoon. America's leading. Listen to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now it's 71 degrees and partly cloudy skies in Pensacola. Multiple people hurt after a crash on Highways 196 and 29 near Molino yesterday. That happened at about 7 p.m. on Tuesday evening. Now, none of those injuries were believed to have been life-threatening. FHP is investigating that crash, and so far they haven't released much information on that. A duffel bag full of drugs and other contraband was discovered near the Century Prison this week. The sheriff's office says that bag was found along a roadway off of prison property during a perimeter sweep on Monday. Investigators say the bag contained meth, marijuana, Suboxone, cell phones and SIM cards, and tobacco products. Anybody who has any information on this is asked to either contact the Escambia Sheriff's Office or to call Crime Stoppers. Pensacola State College receiving its first aircraft that will be used to train the next generation of airplane mechanics. Yesterday, Indyne CEO and President Don Bishop announced the donation of a $900,000 Fairchild Merlin IV aircraft. PSC President Dr. Ed Meadows says the Metroliner is a larger, more complex aircraft than these types of educational programs typically have at their disposal.
It's our first contribution to our airframe and mechanics program that we will start very, very soon on, in a temporary location here at ST Engineering, and then moving to a new 25,000 square foot facility that's going to be on the west side of the airport. And we will probably break ground on that facility in August.
The Aviation Airframe Mechanics Program is being done in partnership with ST Engineering, and their goal is to have students enrolled starting as soon as this fall. The city of Pensacola has been exploring just how much it might cost to open and operate a low-barrier homeless shelter. Mayor D.C. Reeves says they had a study done by the operator of a shelter in Gainesville. The annual costs are estimated to be between $2.1 and $3.4 million.
This is precisely why we did this study, is because what we didn't want to do is run ourselves into, under a time crunch, into buying a building and moving forward with something of which we're not prepared to see through.
And during his weekly news conference, the mayor said that it won't happen unless businesses or other local governments are willing to step up and help pay for it. The wife of Santa Rosa County Commissioner James Calkins is now running for a seat on the Santa Rosa County School Board. Maria Calkins has filed as a candidate for the District 2 seat. She'll be challenging Democratic incumbent Elizabeth Huey. Calkins currently chairs the Santa Rosa chapter of Moms for Liberty, a group that's been active in challenging books they believe are inappropriate for school-age kids. Back in 2022, Calkins challenged Representative Joel Rudman in the Republican primary and lost by a 62-38% margin. Authorities warning Florida service members about a new loan scam. The NCIS says suspects have been targeting financial companies that primarily work with military personnel. Right now, it doesn't look like our area has been hard hit by this, but there have been reports out of Jacksonville, Mayport, and Kings Bay. The agency says the scammers are approaching victims in public areas, asking where the nearest bank is, then asking to borrow the victim's phone. The person will say they forgot their debit card or got locked out of their account. Similar experiences can be reported directly to the NCIS. It is 6:35 at News Radio, and John's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
Well, thank you, David. We're seeing traffic back up. Let's see, if you're traveling on Davis Highway, right around the Veterinary Emergency Clinic headed northbound, you're going to see some major delays there. Other than that, I-10, I-110 still looking good. Even Highway 90 is looking good also. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to have a beautiful day today with mostly sunny skies. Just a 10% chance of a stray shower, high near 92. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 75. For Thursday, 30% chance of a stray shower or thunderstorm, high near 92. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 75. Keeping the weather nice and calm for our Friday with just a 30% chance of some pop-up showers and a high near 92 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And another warm one on tap. It's 73 right now in Pensacola, 71 in Gulf Breeze, 71 also in Milton. Our next news at 7 o'clock. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola, FM 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Oracle shares jumped as much as 11% in extended trading after the software maker announced cloud deals with Google and OpenAI, despite fourth quarter results that fell short of Wall Street expectations. Revenue came in at $14.29 billion, which is below the $14.55 billion expected. Organizations will be able to deploy workloads in Google and Oracle cloud data center regions without being subject to data transfer charges starting in November. Apple announced that it will launch its flagship virtual reality headset, the Apple Vision Pro, in China, Hong Kong, Japan, and Singapore on June 28th. The Asian markets represent the gadget's debut outside of the U.S., with pre-orders beginning on Friday. The VR headset, which goes for $3,500 in the U.S., will sell for $4,200 in the Asia Pacific. Futures are slightly higher ahead of today's inflation report. That's Your Money Now.
What does the future of mobility in Michigan sound like? It's the sound of new EV charging stations at our state parks. It's the sound of $17.5 billion in new investments to produce EVs and batteries in Michigan. And that's the silence of Michigan's new En-ROAD wireless charging system. Discover all the ways MEDC is driving next-gen mobility in Michigan at michiganbusiness.org/radio.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
care.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more today at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
At any time.
Again, we are dealing with a tornado warning right now. This is going to be in Santa Rosa County.
At any time.
And Steve, you're looking at the radar. What are you seeing right now?
When you need to know.
Well, on the News Radio ThreatNet radar, the showers are covering the entire north part of Escambia County, moving into the downtown area.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
When you need to know.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Incredible story told by two federal whistleblowers starts in 2018. That's when Joe Ziegler, a criminal investigator at the IRS, says he came across documents that prompted him to look into Hunter Biden, son of former vice president, soon to be presidential candidate, Joe Biden.
Did you anticipate there might be some kind of pushback?
So I talked to other agents within my group, and they're like, big cases, big problems. And I told them, I'm like, we got to treat everyone the same. Just because their last name is Biden or just because their last name is something doesn't mean that we should change the process of how we work that case.
Now, this is Cheryl Atkinson, The Full Measure. That's the show that airs right after the 10 o'clock news on WEAR Channel 3 at night. And this is actually a replay. They did it, I think, on Monday. They replayed it from in February when she did this. But this is important to understand because we just got the Hunter Biden verdict in, right, with the gun charges. It's important to understand that the gun charges are like the last in a long line of things that sort of came about as a result of a whole variety of trying to find out what was going on with the Biden family, and that these guys who work with the IRS were willing to come forward and talk about it and talk about what they were trying to find out and how they were thwarted and what they're really looking into. And, you know, it's one thing to look at the conviction and say, well, you know, hey, you know, justice goes after anybody. Yeah, but what if the gun charges are the last little thing that you offer at the end of the line as a distraction against all the stuff that didn't get prosecuted?
Someone says, well, what did Hunter Biden supposedly do wrong? What would you say?
So the Biden family and the administration, it was access to those people for foreign people in foreign countries, to include Romania, Ukraine, and China, in exchange for a significant amount of money. And the reason why we're involved, or IRS is involved, is that money that was earned, there were tax returns that weren't filed, and that there were taxes not paid on that income.
So you've got taxes not paid on that income. And then, of course, the question of the income itself and what was the money for.
Documents and testimony allege that when Joe Biden was vice president, he, Hunter, and others in the Biden circle made tens of millions of dollars selling access and influence through shady business deals in Kazakhstan, Russia, China, and two countries where Joe Biden personally took charge over U.S. relations, Romania and Ukraine.
And, of course, she asks the question, well, you know, what about the people who say that Biden isn't, Joe isn't connected to this? It's all Hunter.
Press and many people actually in both political parties say things such as there's no evidence tying Joe Biden to Hunter Biden's businesses or any improper activities. When you hear that, what do you think?
I think it's blatantly false. I would wholeheartedly disagree with it.
And she goes through the whole history of the Ukraine deals and Burisma and all of the, you know, like the email thanking Hunter for arranging a meeting with his dad, which was, I think, clearly the reason he got the deal, not because his expertise in energy systems. You know, Hunter got the deal because he was his dad's son, right?
In April 2015, Vadim Pozharsky emails, "Dear Hunter,
Thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving an opportunity to meet your father and spend some time together.
Like he came through.
Vadim says, thank you for allowing me to meet with your father and spend some time with him. Okay? So there's black and white. So the question I'd have as an investigator to Joe Biden, what did you guys talk about? What were the discussions in that meeting? You're in charge of Ukraine policy. Why are you meeting with someone that's involved in your son? Your son's a part of this board of directors. Why are you meeting with him?
Yeah, I mean, and why were you hired? And what did you get from your dad? And why did your dad brag about getting the prosecutor fired who was looking into corruption at Burisma at the time? You remember he actually went and bragged about how he got this done.
If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. Got fired.
Yeah, like he touts that as this great accomplishment, you know, which his story has always been, I didn't have anything to deal with by my son. I didn't have anything involved there. And getting rid of that prosecutor was because, you know, he was the corrupt one. One possibility in the sort of land of logical possibilities. Another possibility is that Hunter got hired by Burisma so that he could get access to his dad. And his dad came in and took out the person who was looking to investigate and take down the leadership at Burisma as a result of a political favor that they paid Hunter Biden to get. I mean, which one? Now, could it be that they presented the information to take out their political opponent to his dad and his dad believed them and then thought he was just doing the appropriate thing? Could he have been duped or snowed? I mean, these are all the questions that you ask. But then you have problems like, you know, the laptop comes out and they're not allowed to look at the laptop. Like, they're prohibited from it. And you can't go to the storage unit in time to go look at what other stuff might be there. And this is all interference with the investigative powers of these two guys. And then, of course, you've got the laptop story gets censored, doesn't get covered. The 51 Intel officials who come out with this big letter, they were led by, at the time, just a senior advisor to the campaign. Now, Tony Blinken's, you know, Secretary of State, was running that counter-information campaign in protecting Biden from this story at the time of the election. Like, there's really important stuff here that's been thwarted from being investigated properly. These guys ran into it. And you might say, well, you know, maybe these guys are just hacks for Trump, right? Maybe that's the problem.
Supporters of the Bidens would probably say or suggest that you are Trump people or conservative Republicans out to grind an axe. What would you say to that?
I'm a Democrat. I am socially liberal, fiscally conservative. I'm a gay man. That is where my principles lie. And at the end of the day, it wasn't about my political beliefs. It was about doing the right thing, holding people accountable if they committed crimes, and doing the investigation like we would normally do.
Which they have not been allowed to do. And, I mean, these are the kind of people that our country depends on if we're going to be the kind of country that we believe we're supposed to be, which is not doing what your own personal biases would lead you to do, but doing what's right, following the law, investigating everybody, because the rule of law has to apply to everybody. And so this morning, as people are reacting to the Hunter Biden conviction, you know, they're saying, see, anybody can be prosecuted. And they're seeing it's good for Trump, it's good for Hunter, anybody, no matter how big their name is. Other people are saying, oh, no, that's the distraction. This minor, insignificant weapons possession purchase charge while he was using drugs is not the issue. And that's being offered up to distract from the fact that all of the cover-up on this other stuff took place. We'll come back to this in a second, because this is the context for the Hunter Biden story is this, okay, in my opinion. John's got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. This traffic report is brought to you by Allstate. Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you. With Allstate, it's not based on anyone else. Visit allstate.com or call for a quote today. If you're traveling on I-10 or even Highway 90, 110, they're all flowing smoothly right now. Not seeing any accidents to hamper your way in. That's a look at your traffic on the fives. I'm John Pickett.
Thanks so much, John. Back to the interview that Cheryl Atkinson did with a couple of these IRS agents who had begun the investigation into the money that Hunter was taking for all of his foreign entanglements and that he was not paying income tax on. That's how this all began. And so Joe Ziegler says, we started this case and then we actually recommended prosecution and we just got denied.
We ended up recommending the felony and misdemeanor tax charges in February of 2022. February of 2022, it now goes from IRS to DOJ as a recommended prosecution.
So they're getting ready to prosecute because they've got enough to bring charges.
So now we have DC saying no, California saying no.
It's relatively unusual to be told no once you bring a case and write a report for charges.
Correct. So we find out that California says no, and then May 15th, 2023 happens, and both Gary and I are removed from the investigation.
Who told you guys you were off the case?
The special agent in charge of the Washington, D.C. field office told us.
I wrote a heartfelt email up to the commissioner of the IRS through my leadership chain. I'm like, we need to meet to talk about this. This is a huge risk for the IRS. And it was met with one of my leaders in my field office saying that I may have broken the law and that I should cease and desist from sending any communication outside the management chain. That's when I knew I had to come forward because they were essentially trying to silence me. They didn't care what happened in this case. They just were trying to silence me.
And by the way, they still work at the IRS. What you'd have to say is for now. But he decided, then they decided, we got to go public. Otherwise, you know, who knows what might happen.
By the time they testified, the IRS duo had been removed from the Biden case and the Justice Department negotiated a plea deal, giving Hunter broad immunity for alleged crimes dating back to 2014 and no jail time.
The sweetheart plea deal.
Yeah, that got all of the political pushback, which kind of led to some of the stuff we're dealing with today, right? But couldn't look at the laptop, couldn't go to the storage unit in a timely manner. The investigation got quashed. Eventually, they got pushed off it when he asked to, you know, continue with it. They got charges denied that to be actually brought forward. And now, because all of this happened in like 2014, 2015, you can't investigate it anymore because, you know, all of the opportunity to use investigative powers has expired because of the statute of limitations.
Ziegler and Shapley say a crucial facet of the case may be lost forever. The Justice Department let the legal time limit to file charges expire on serious alleged felonies. They were from when Hunter was collecting millions from the Ukrainian company Burisma, and his dad got the prosecutor targeting Burisma fired.
And that's all of the, you know, if you can't use your prosecutorial powers to, for example, issue subpoenas and compel testimony and gather evidence, then you're very limited in what you can do. Now, Congress has been trying, you know, to get at the truth. They had them testify, but it's, in a lot of ways, it's kind of moot now because we'll probably never really know. And see, here's the basic problem with all this is when you live in a culture, in a country where the legal system is really allowed to play itself out and follow all the leads and go where the evidence lays, then that benefits anybody who hasn't done anything wrong. If you're truly innocent, right, you wouldn't do this because you would allow the process to exonerate you. Well, we'll never know. And so even if, and it's, again, logically conceivable that Joe Biden is innocent, that Hunter Biden didn't really do the things that everybody believes that he did, okay? But how would you know that's true, especially when you've quashed the investigation and prevented it from running its full course? And, of course, who quashes investigations? Not typically the innocent.
The Justice Department letting the statute of limitations pass for those years, Hunter's taxes owed, and any leads to other suspects or crimes are gone.
And that would have brought up a bunch of ancillary evidence that would have likely proven either President Joe Biden's involvement or other potential crimes.
Set off the table now?
2014 and 15 statute of limitations have expired.
So that's where we're at. And the only reason I was debating whether I would play the audio just because I wasn't sure if it was important now that it's been several months since this originally aired in February and they just replayed it this week. Of course, the reason they replayed it is because it's certainly relevant with the Hunter Biden trial and now the conviction on these gun-related charges, which, again, an awful lot of people are looking at as not the big victory for justice that even a Biden can be convicted, much like the big justice victory they claim when even a Trump can be convicted, but actually an example of how the justice system has failed because this is the shiny, dangly bauble designed to distract you to make you think the system is working when, in fact, the system is still doing everything it can to protect the powerful and it's just felt like it couldn't fully protect him and had to give something, and this is the something. 6:53 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. And if you need air conditioning work or heating work or electrical or plumbing work done, Peden, they take care of you all across the Gulf Coast. Professionals show up on time, do the work they say, stand by the product, 100% satisfaction guaranteed. They've been doing well and expanding. You know, they've been in Ellison Field for forever, but now in a couple of years ago, they've expanded all the way east to Tallahassee. Last year, they expanded to Baldwin County. This year, they've expanded to Mobile County. So everywhere along the Gulf Coast, really, you can call them for help, for service. You can get more information at Peden.com. To celebrate their 55 years in business, Peden is offering a complete AC inspection for $55. Call and schedule your $55 AC tune-up today. Also, the tanked water heater flush and plumbing inspection is $55, and that's to honor their 55th anniversary. Call today to remove the sediment buildup hurting how fast your water heats up. Find out more at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
Uh-oh!
You've just discovered you have...
rats! Ew! What do I do? How do you get rid of them? I haven't a clue.
To get rid of the rats is no problem at all. The solution's inside Davis Hardware and U-Haul.
Hi, how can we help you?
I have a rat problem.
Oh, rats.
Literally, what do I do?
Davis Hardware and U-Haul employees are real hardware people and know what happens when infestations get out of hand. They have the experience to help you get rid of your, uninvited guests.
Thank you.
Davis Hardware and U-Haul on L Street just off Fairfield in the center of Pensacola.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Join Tim Ireland from Forrest Jordan & Associates, the Generator Guys, tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tim will be sharing his expertise on home generators and what's involved in getting one for your home. Information on why you would need one, system costs, and what a home generator can do for your home, and answer questions on how they work.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator. Whatever your passion, whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media. Local radio and TV stations in every town and city need someone like you. So do what you love and bring your talent to life. Your passion, your skills, your career. You belong here. Learn more at youbelonghere.media.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is a big one. I'm dying. You hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you, honey.
Good morning, 6:57 here on News Radio Pensacola. You got to at least hear that much of it. John Pickens got our traffic on the fives. John?
That was classic Sanford and Sons. I loved it. If you're on Highway 90 in Pea Ridge right there at Bell Lane, we've got an accident that just occurred with injuries. It's off to the side of the road, but it's still causing delays westbound, so just be aware of that. Other than that, I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly right now. That's a look at your traffic on the fives. I'm John Pickens.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Hamas has responded to a U.S.-backed ceasefire proposal in Gaza. The group submitted a response Tuesday, reportedly asking for reassurances about an end to the war with Israel. That response coming after Secretary of State Antony Blinken had urged Hamas to accept without delay. Today might be an emotional day for the survivors of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. They are graduating high school 12 years after that shooting. The shooting victims will be honored as part of the graduation ceremony. And the hit TV series The Boys is set to end with its fifth season. Showrunner Eric Kripke made that announcement on Tuesday ahead of the show's season four premiere on Thursday.
Okay.
Not a show you've seen?
No. What's the name of it again?
It's called The Boys.
Nope.
It shows the dark side of being a superhero.
Well, sounds interesting.
It's kind of crazy.
I have not
yeah.
seen it, so all right.
Yeah.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 437-1620, time for future news when John and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. So the governor and the legislature got their law struck down yesterday. Judge said that the transgender treatment ban for minors is not appropriate. They are appealing. Ultimately, will the law be upheld? Will we be allowed to ban transgender treatments for minors or not in Florida?
Yes.
I think we will be eventually. This is a very stridently written opinion.
Right.
And how long until the Mobile Bayway actually gets started replacement? 2 years.